It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Kill the Can podcast. It sounds like my experiment the other day with recording in my car on the way to work was successful. The audio, in my opinion, was pretty good. It was at least sufficient. How about that? I didn't get any complaints about it. And so here we are on now Wednesday morning, and we're going to do it again. Hope everybody has had a good evening and has had a good couple of days since I've joined you last. So last night on the Kill the Can Facebook page, I posted the following message. I said, planning on recording the next episode of the podcast tomorrow morning. What topic should we cover? And thankfully, my good friend Jared, also known as MNX on the forums and on Discord, he's an admin for us. He gave me this. He said, how the KTC method can be applied to much more than nicotine, example, alcohol, weed, caffeine, etc. So he is 100% correct. The kind of what we refer to as the KTC method, and I guess first I will kind of define what that is in my mind. And it's this concept of one day at a time. It's this concept of not tackling things all at once, but in little manageable pieces, i.e. a day, an hour, a minute, what have you. And this is certainly not, I don't think, anything unique to Kill the Can, other than maybe we have a kind of a unique way of adding or kind of our flair of support on top of the program might be maybe a little bit unique. But I think what he's getting at and really kind of what resonates to me is, and in fact, he and I talked about this. He joined me on the podcast quite a few episodes ago. I wish I knew off the top of my head what episode number it was. And I'm not even really sure if it was captured, because part of our conversation was lost due to some technical difficulties, which were 100% my fault. And so that episode got kind of cut off. So, like I said, I don't even remember off the top of my head if our entire, well, I know our entire discussion was not captured, but some of the things that we talked about were the fact that there are so many people on that have joined Kill the Can with the express purpose of trying to quit nicotine, which is what our mission is. And they come to find out that these methods and this way of thinking is a really good way to make other positive changes in your life. And I don't know if it is, again, I don't think it's anything unique. I really think what it is they start to see some success in the kind of main area of focus, i.e. nicotine, and they realize that, hey, I might be able to apply this to other areas of my life and make some positive changes there as well. Where we see it specifically, a couple of examples spring to mind. One is alcohol that he mentioned. We have several sub-forums on not only our forums, but on Discord, where people will tackle alcohol. There's one of them is complete alcohol, complete sobriety, not using alcohol at all. And then there's another one called alcohol slowdown, I believe it's what it's called. And the idea there is, these are folks that have recognized that they might be drinking a little bit too much, consuming a little bit too much, and they don't necessarily want to quit completely, but they want to really be present and really be focused on cutting down on how often or how much they are drinking. Now, that might be a little bit antithetical to the way we think about nicotine, and I will admit that. And I guess all I will say is Kill the Can was dedicated to or created to focus on nicotine, which is why we have kind of the very specific stance that we have, i.e. 100% nicotine free. I guess I would argue that if we had been created with the express purpose of tackling alcohol, we would probably have the same stance on alcohol. I would imagine that would be the case. And I guess to that point, if you look at organizations such as Alcoholics Anonymous and those kind of things, I'm pretty sure that that's the stance they take on alcohol. It is to be 100% alcohol free, which again is a kind of a very consistent purpose or consistent mission that we have towards nicotine. Other groups that we have, or the other kind of key area that I see this mindset taking shape, is when it comes to weight loss. And weight loss kind of has a couple of different areas of focus as in and of itself. One would be physical activity, and the other would be kind of the consumption or food or what you're eating and those kind of things. So there we have weight loss conversations going on across our platforms as well. And again, it's this idea of one day at a time, make small positive changes that over the long haul are going to equate to some pretty massive physical changes, mental changes, mental clarity, and overall positive feelings. The other thing that I'm assuming that Jared is referring to when he's talking about the KTC way is this concept of accountability. And that is one thing that you will get in spades when you join Kill the Can. It is you will have people hold you accountable. And some people don't have that in their lives, right? Some people don't have people around them that will hold them accountable, look at their actions or their words objectively, and give them feedback. Sometimes it is very harsh, but is always from a place of caring, and always from a place of with the mission in mind. And so whether you're talking about roll call and the conversations around quitting nicotine and those kind of things, or you're talking about some of these subtopics that I've alluded to, weight loss or alcohol. I think he mentioned caffeine, other drugs, whether it be weed or whether it be narcotics or what have you. We bring an accountability there that I'll be honest with you, some people, it rubs some people the wrong way. And I think that happens for a couple of reasons. One is some people just aren't really ready for that level of accountability. Like I said, they've never had it. They're not comfortable with it. They don't know how to feel about it, because the reality is when you're being held account, when you fail at anything and then you're held accountable for that, that doesn't feel good, right? It doesn't feel good because, you know, you're being told that you're wrong, that you fail. Somebody is pointing out your missteps. They're pointing out where you could be better, and hopefully they're pointing it out in a positive way, but they are really putting to a very fine point, hey, this is where you fucked up. And again, hopefully they're following that up with, and here's how we can be better, and here's what to do next time, and those kind of things, with a little bit of an educational piece to it as well. So there are some people that just can't handle that accountability. The other thing where I think we might rub some people the wrong way is specifically about nicotine. We take a very hard line stance, right? And the stance is 100% nicotine free. And the reason we take that stance is, well, I won't speak for everybody. I'll speak for myself. And I've mentioned this on several other episodes of the podcast. I am a nicotine addict. And for me, I can't have any nicotine at all because of what I feel it will do to me and the path it will send me back on, if that makes any sense. I have fought too hard over these last 17 years to get to a place of freedom when it comes to nicotine. And I'm not willing to have a single cigarette, a single cigar, a single nicotine pouch, a single bandit, a single dip, chew anything that has nicotine. Because of, if I'm being honest, I'm afraid what I think that will lead me back to. And I think the reality is some people can't handle that mindset. And there are some times when people give feedback and give accountability and they can't wrap their heads around that particular stance. So, the other thing, you know, again, we talk about accountability, and I think it's really important to take a look at yourself when within the vein of accountability. I posted something on our Instagram account the other day, and it was a quote, and it said, "Getting your shit together requires a level of honesty you can't even imagine. There's nothing easy about realizing that the one that's been holding you back the whole time is you." And this to me is really powerful because it speaks to, at the end of the day, nobody else can quit for you. Nobody else can stop eating for you. Nobody else can stop drinking for you. Nobody else can lift those weights, make that walk, make that run, what have you. At the end of the day, you need to make those changes. And from an accountability perspective, it's really important that you understand that whatever situation you find yourself in ultimately is because of your choices. You have had that dip, had that drink, eaten that food, not done that exercise, you know, again, whatever your situation is. And that particular quote really spoke to me. If you've been following me on TikTok, you have seen that I have started walking again. I've started walking again because, if I'm being honest, I just don't like the way I feel. I don't like the way I look. I'm heavier than I've ever been. And I fully recognize that is because of the choices that I have made over the last several years, quite frankly. I think I've talked about on the podcast previously, you know, I know that the level of drinking or how often I have been drinking since the pandemic has not been good. In fact, I was talking to another former admin on Kill the Can the other day, a good friend of mine, Anthony, and we hadn't talked in probably years, and I shot him a message. Actually, it was funny. He had, on Facebook, I think his Facebook account had got hacked, and he posted one of these messages that clearly was not coming from him. And so I sent him a message, and I said, "Hey, bro," I said, "it looks like you got hacked." And then we kind of started catching up. But anyways, he has made some really positive change in his life. He has lost quite a bit of weight. And I started relaying to him. I said, yeah, man, you know, I'm just not feeling very good. You know, since the pandemic, you know, I could count on one hand, you know, the number of times that I haven't had a drink, almost never to excess, but just often. Right. And so I've recognized that in myself. On top of that, the way I've eaten and not exercised and those kind of things has been, you know, it's just been a really kind of a bad situation for me personally. So I'm addressing it, right? So I've gotten out, I'm walking, I've cut way back on the drinking. I'm not personally to the point of where I'm going to jump into one of those subgroups on Kill the Can, whether it be shut down or slow down or quit completely. You know, Jared gave me the idea for this particular episode. He and I have had multiple conversations about this over the years as well. And so, I guess my point is, I don't want to ramble and I don't want to make this about me, but the point is, and he is 100% right. This method, when you take the baby steps and you layer in the accountability, both personal accountability as well as accountability from the community, it is a very powerful method to make positive changes in your life. And so just recognize that if you have joined us, joined our community, thank you, first of all. Our community is stronger because of you. But just recognize that making these little tweaks in your life, the way you think, the actions that you take, the actions that you don't take, you would be shocked at how massive the change could be from those little tweaks in thinking and doing. And this is the KTC method. Jared, I appreciate the question. As always, I appreciate comments. Let me know what you want me to talk about next time. If you would like to join me on the podcast, let me know. I'd love to chat with you. And we'll talk to you soon, quitters. Have a wonderful day.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.